Terri Schiavo's life has ended, but the American conversation about her will go on. We're joined by Will Salatin. He writes the Human Nature column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Will, what do you think we've learned?
As a country, politically, I think the thing that we've learned is that while we value life, and none of us wanted to see a young woman like Terri Schiavo die, we don't like what we've seen in the last couple of weeks. We don't like the United States Congress and the president and the whole political apparatus getting involved in a tragic family dispute that has already been through so many court proceedings in a state. So I think we're pro-life, but the polls seem to suggest that we're not happy with government getting so heavily involved in each case involving a life.
Well, one thing you have is this confluence of people who've gotten involved in this. I mean, the liberal Democrat Jesse Jackson is down in Florida supporting Terri Schiavo's parents. The conservative congressional leader Tom DeLay is supporting them. He's on the same side as Jesse Jackson. And then you have a lot of Republicans speaking out against their party for intervening. Quite a crossing of lines.
Yes, it is. And it's very deliberate. I know that Patrick Mahoney, who has become sort of a spokesman for the Terri Schiavo's parents, said that he was deliberately trying to reach across party lines, called Al Sharpton and asked him to come down. Al Sharpton refused. Mahoney called Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson did come down. Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, very conservative fellow, talked about Jesse Jackson being sort of a Nixon to China figure. You know, that suggests to me that the conservative side of this really wanted to have liberal spokespeople who took their side of the Terri Schiavo case, as well some liberals might, believing in the value of life, for example, opposing the death penalty. On the other side, you have Republicans being divided, conservatives being divided over why they are conservative. You know, some of them are people who are socially conservative, and so they see this as a right-to-life issue, and they are on the side of Terri Schiavo's parents. On the other hand, you have so many Republicans who are either libertarian or they believe in states' rights, they believe in separation of powers, and these conservatives who believe in separation of powers don't like Congress getting involved in a judicial matter, and they don't like the federal government, Congress and the president, getting involved in a matter that was in a state court. So that's why there's so much division on both sides.
And you seem to see increasingly sharp division between the judiciary and the legislative and executive branch.
Yeah, but this is a different kind of fight from the usual culture war between the executive and legislative and judicial branches, namely because usually the complaint you hear is it's those activist judges. The judges are getting involved in making laws. They're intervening in the prerogatives of Congress. In this case, for the first time that I can remember recently, you have the judges under assault from the Congress. You have, in effect, legislative activism as judged by the public in those public opinion polls when they said they did not like Congress getting involved in a matter that had already been litigated and decided in the courts.
It's been a painful process and a long process, Will. Is there anything good coming out of this? Anything that can leave the country feeling better about something?
I don't think there was anything good that happened in the Schiavo case, but for that reason, I think some good can come of avoiding a repeat of this. Everyone out there who has seen what has happened to Terri Schiavo and her husband and her parents and the United States Congress getting involved and the judges and all that must think to themselves, I will make sure that this never happens to my family. I will take out a living will. I will write down what I want, and I will discuss it with my family so that everyone is on the same page and nothing like what happened to Terri Schiavo ever happens to me.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Human Nature column for Slate. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.